check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we hear time and time again about the obesity epidemic. Oh, the terrible obesity epidemic, and it's terrible for health, and it produces diabetes and hypertension and heart disease, and that's all true. There's no question that obesity and the number of people we have who are obese are a very real problem. But what if we were to tell you that this is part of a planned program, that there are things put into our diet that facilitate obesity, they know about it, and they're actively harming the health of the American people. We hear about cancer. We've got to fight cancer. Donate to fight cancer. Oh, what about the suffering? Don't you care? Of course we care about the people who are dying of cancer. But when they're adding substance to our foodstuff that they know is carcinogenic, and this is being suppressed from the American people by the controlled media, I think that we should all be concerned. And we should silence the people who hypocritically keep telling us about their concern, and yet, of course, allow this criminal activity to continue. And so there are so many things that we could point out that are actually detrimental to our health, directly related to the aspartame, which was legalized certainly during the opening months of the Reagan administration by Donald Rumsfeld, who actually is responsible for the terrible crimes, many of them committed over in Iraq when he was Secretary of Defense. But when he was on the transition team, when they brought in the new Reagan administration in 1981, of course, he saw to it that aspartame was legalized, and because he put his people into the FDA. And after fighting aspartame for 15 years because FDA officials knew the lethality of this and the devastation it would have on the health of the American people, Donald Rumsfeld was able to, because he was working for J.D. Searle, he was the CEO at that time, stood to make hundreds of millions of dollars personally by poisoning the American people. He went ahead and did it, and he got away with it. But because of the cover-up by the media, people don't know what's going on. Well, thank goodness we have people like Betty Martini, who is our guest this morning, has been leading this battle for many years. This produces degenerative changes of the brain. It's directly related to many cases that simulate, or we call multiple sclerosis and anterior lateral sclerosis and degenerative neurological disease. And we could simply go down the line of endocrine dysfunction, all of these things directly related to the poison that's being put in our food. And why don't the American people know? Because the media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. And when bills have been raised in both Hawaii and New Mexico to try to outlaw aspartame, and you're not hearing about it in the media. Why? Because we have freedom of the press in the United States. That means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Why did you pick up this story? Because you know about all the latest things that are happening, and bring us up to date.
Well, you were talking about obesity, and there's just been a new study that was released February the 11th. I guess this was done in Texas, which has shown that aspartame is linked to the metabolic syndrome, and discusses the fact that diet soda at least daily is associated with significant risks for the metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes and obesity.
Now, explain to our listeners what the metabolic syndrome is.
Well, it's actually a combination of medical disorders that increase the risk of developing cardiovascular disease and diabetes.
But it's really associated with abdominal obesity and the abdominal fat that produces abnormal hormones and facilitates the diabetes and the hypertension. And definitely it is the abdominal fat, and that is actually stimulated by the aspartame. In fact, they know that when they're fattening the animals in the slaughter yards, they give them aspartame because that makes them fatter much more easily. But they can't tell the American people that. But go ahead.
Exactly. And, of course, as you know, that the group of risk factors are having to do with this metabolic syndrome or heart disease, diabetes, stroke, abdominal obesity, high blood pressure, high blood glucose levels, and, of course, that's what this study has shown. And the thing of it is that we have known this for over two decades. As you know, Dr. H.J. Roberts is a diabetic specialist and has written that huge medical text. It looks like the New York phone directory that you have on your website, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic. And in this medical text, he goes on to discuss the fact that it not only precipitates diabetes, but simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, and that it destroys the optic nerve. And that's because of the free methyl alcohol, which also causes diabetics to lose limbs, and it causes them to go into convulsions, and it also interacts with insulin, and they push it on diabetics, and so therefore it's, you know, that's they're killing the diabetics, and of course this tremendous epidemic of diabetes and obesity that people talk about all over the world.
And everybody's so concerned about it, and yet they know, at least some people know what this is all about. I'm sure some people are just foolish and they really don't know. They're concerned, they're compassionate, without ever realizing, of course, the things that are being done by our major corporations. And, you know, and certainly we heard, though, that Coke was thinking of changing their sweetener from aspartame to something rather less pathologic, certainly stevia, something like that. What's the background there?
Well, they made this product called Truvia, but number one, Coke is working with Cargill, who does genetic engineering. Pepsi is also using a stevia product, and they're working with Marisant. Marisant's an aspartame manufacturer. So number one, I wouldn't trust a thing that they do. Number two, if they were using stevia, the green leaf stevia with no additives in its pure form is absolutely safe and helps in the metabolism of sugar for that matter. But it appears from looking at what's in these drinks that it's a bunch of chemicals. And in the one with Coke, it also has erythritol, which is a sugar alcohol. And if you use too much of it, you know how people drink diet soda all day.
Right.
You know, causes bloating and diarrhea and other problems. So nobody has analyzed this stuff to see if it's genetically engineered. So
all right, we'll be back.
About them.
We'll be back in just a moment with Betty Martini. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to learn to help yourself and look after your health, because they're poisoning you and they're poisoning your children, and they know what they're doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Betty Martini. We're talking about how they're poisoning the American people with these products. And certainly, you find it in Diet Coke, you find it in Diet Pepsi. But is it possible, Betty, that the leaders of these companies don't understand what they're doing? The people who are putting out the Wrigley's gum, you know, with the aspartame in it, the deadly levels of aspartame. Is it possible that they're just foolish? That nobody's ever told them?
Absolutely not. In fact, just to give you an idea about the gum, in 2004, Wrigley's was sued by somebody, and even though they got out of it, the reason was is that they were told and told and told, written, I know at least I've written 10 letters to Wrigley's, sending them Dr. Barber's report that it's particularly harmful in gum, because it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva straight to the brain. A lot of people have grand mal seizures on a stick of aspartame gum. So they got out of it, but they arrogantly turned around and put it in all their gums, but two, after being filed suit and told how dangerous it was. So why did they do it? Well, the reason they do it is it's so very addicted that free methyl alcohol is classified as a narcotic, and it causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes addiction. And so, for instance, in the case of Diet Coke, as one waitress said, if you have a group of people drinking Coke on one side of the room and a people drinking Diet Coke on the other, because it makes you crave carbohydrates, they'll drink three to every one of the regular Coke. So they know about the addiction. They know it's a cash cow, and they don't care how deadly it is. You have to remember that the National Soft Drink Association wrote a 30-page protest about how deadly it is and the different things that they did. They used a buffered solution instead of the regular product. They used a test where they wouldn't pick up the aspartic acid at all, which is an excitotoxin. And so it had just list and list of things that Searle had done in these studies, and that they were protesting about putting it in carbonated drinks. And the reason that that's in the congressional record is because after this protest, no other studies were done, and they knew how deadly it was, they turned around and lobbied for NutraSweet. Evidently, somebody told them what a cash cow it was, and they just gave up the dangers, went ahead and put it in there anyway, which is why we boycott them, because they knew the gun was loaded right from the beginning.
Well, what about lawsuits? Can't there be class action lawsuits brought against these corporations that are damaging the health of the American people?
Well, as you know, it breaks down to diketokiprazine, a brain tumor agent, because brain tumors in original studies. And so there are attorneys taking brain tumor cases in New York and New Jersey, but they've never filed a case as yet. And there are attorneys on our Mission Possible list that are looking at this. But nobody has really filed. There was an Oklahoma Oklahoma attorney that filed six cases, and when they sent in their, you know, big guns, they dismissed them because they said that if they had gotten them dismissed, then they couldn't set them up again. So,
I mean, how did they get them dismissed? How did they get the cases dismissed?
Well, because they bring in their big gun attorneys and give them, you know, 19 reasons why they shouldn't do this, and this particular attorney in Oklahoma was one attorney, and he didn't have the finances to fight that. And what it needs for class action attorney are attorneys like tobacco attorneys that have millions and millions of dollars, because, as you know, they have bottomless checkbooks, and you know, they just fight. Although I will tell you, you know, that consumer activism has done a lot, because just a few weeks ago, Verisant, which is an aspartame manufacturer, has filed for bankruptcy. Ajinomoto has taken a big loss. And Holland Sweetener, the largest manufacturer in Europe, went out of business. Tosh stopped making, in Japan, stopped making aspartame. Another one in Europe stopped making aspartame. So, I mean, we are making a difference from that standpoint. And what we're doing now, and I think I sent you this press release that the National Health Federation put out, is that we're asking people in every state in the United States to write their senator to sponsor the ban aspartame bill and the resolution that asked the FDA to ban it. And right now it's we have it in Hawaii and New Mexico. And the problem in Hawaii currently, for instance, is that one of the senators who heads the health committee is addicted to it, uses it, and won't set up the actual you know, meeting where they can vote on it, which is a very tragic thing, and doctors have written him, you know, and he doesn't talk to anybody. And that's what is hurting us the most, is these people are addicted to it. And so whereas in this case the bill was sponsored and co-sponsored by many, and people have called the health committee and say, schedule it. And so that's one of the problems that we're having.
Now, what state is that in, Betty?
That's Hawaii.
Hawaii, okay.
And so now we have somebody working in New York, Illinois, New Jersey. So they're working at writing these letters now, and anybody can contact me. We have a standard letter which has the anti-aspartame bill in it and the resolution that Stephen Fox and I wrote. So all the work has been done. All they've got to do is write their senator and say, sponsor it.
And it's vitally important to get this introduced as many places as possible, because it's an important educational thing. And, of course, the media is suppressing the information. This is what's so tragic, is that the public is not being told. If they're being told, they're told there's absolutely nothing. And they're simply being lied to, like they're being lied to about vaccines, like they're being lied to about so many of the things, whether it be the water fluoridation, the genetically altered food, certainly the danger, certainly, of the mercury in our fillings. All of these things are poisonous. They know this. There's all sorts of scientific studies about it, and yet you're never going to see this honestly discussed in the media, because the media is not there to help. And the best thing that I can say is that an awful lot of newspapers are facing bankruptcy. They deserve it. And the same thing should happen as far as our major television networks. Would be far better off without them, rather than having lied to our people all the time.
Well, if we can just get this done, you see, they can't have lobbyists and attorneys. It'd be very expensive, even for the NutraSweet people, if they, you know, had this going in 50 different states. And so we are going to keep this up until that happens.
Well, now I know that certainly you got the legislation introduced in New Mexico, and they just sent droves of lobbyists there to try to counteract you.
Oh yes.
How did they get that thing you know, blocked in New Mexico because there was tremendous support to outlaw aspartame.
Oh, there certainly was a great deal of support, and I went down and testified before the Senate and the House. And they, you know, they had people like Calorie Control and Pepsi, and they just went in there and lied and lied. You know, there ought to be a law about it, fool, and the things they said were just could easily be disproven as lies. And, of course, they had their attorneys, they had their lobbyists, and so that's exactly what happened. Now, the biggest problem we had in New Mexico also was the fact that half the Senate was addicted to Diet Coke, and as we were talking, they were sitting there sipping on it, and Dr. Stoller, who testified with me, got up and said, look, he says, I don't think we're going to get very far with all of you sitting here addicted to Diet Coke, but at least have some mercy on the children, you know, because it causes such terrible birth defects, mental retardation. Today, autism is 1 in 10 worldwide. And, of course, they just didn't do this. Today, what they're introducing now is what they call a memorial in New Mexico, and it's actually the resolution, and Stephen Fox and I wrote it, and it says, whereas, and it gives all this detrimental information, you know, whereas they tried to indict them, whereas they revoked the petition for approval, whereas it was only approved by the political chicanery of Don Rumsfeld, et cetera, that we asked, that you asked the FDA based on this to ban it. And the last time, Senator Ortiz Pino, and they had several people in New Mexico based on, wrote the FDA, and just wrote and lied back. And that's the problem, all this lying going on when everybody knows, you know, as it is. In fact, I was talking to somebody who had visited a doctor in Chicago yesterday, you know, knew someone at the FDA at the time this went on. And he said, there's never going to be the day that aspartame will be approved. It is deadly. It is poisonous. It would cause terrible damage. It's not going to get approved. And they actually sent him away for a year and a half and gave him all this money. And when he came back, it was, you know, they'd gotten it on the market. So they will do anything, you know. So the FDA themselves at the time did not want it approved. But once it was approved, they tell people that it's safe. And I spoke to somebody in the FDA at one of these expos, and he said, Betty, you know, your argument is not with us, it's with Donald Rumsfeld, because we did everything. We told him it's going to cause seizures. We tried to have the manufacturer indicted and the defense team hired both the prosecutors. He says, we revoked the petition for approval, and once Donald Rumsfeld got this on the market, we can't say, no, it's not safe, but we approved it, and we were put in that position, and there's nothing that we can do, but we know it is a poisonous, deadly product.
I would think that a couple of people from the FDA could quit their jobs and come out and say, this is what it's all about. But
yeah, like Dr. Graham.
Right. What happened to him, though?
Well, I think it gave him another position where he couldn't speak out. I've written to him several times, not got an answer. You know, he spoke out about Vioxx that they knew to begin with. But as you know, the biggest problem here is that the FDA today gets half of their income or more from Big Pharma. And, you know, they can't serve two masters. So they simply have, because, you know, so many of these, drugs are deadly, you know, things like statins. My word, every day there is more information about how deadly statins are. And one doctor in Atlanta told me, he says, Betty, I know how bad it is. He says, we can't practice medicine anymore. He says, if we don't give somebody a statin in the hospital, they give us a pink slip. We just have to just about give up medicine. So that's the way the situation is today. And
I know.
You know, and it's terrible. And they just put out something about a product in India yesterday, for instance. And they said that you know, the studies were fraudulent. Then they said, well, if they're fraudulent, that means they couldn't prove it was safe and had to do something to show it safe to those that in the approval process. And then they made the statement, but if you're using this drug, don't jeopardize your treatment. Keep using it. In other words, it's dangerous. It may kill you, but don't stop using it. So the logic is absolutely hilarious. You know,
the average individual doesn't know he trusts his doctor. And, you know, the doctor is trapped in the system. Either the doctor doesn't know, or he wouldn't dare speak out and tell the truth, or he'd lose his medical license, his means of livelihood. The doctor is trapped in the middle, and it's tragic that so many of them simply go with the flow.
Yes, and, you know, this is what's happened to medicine, and people do not know today. If you want to save your life, you've got to be a researcher. You can no longer accept what they tell you.
Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. You've got to get the information.
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 three-spot per day special, or double your spots to six spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our No Frills 1360 advertising special, 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576, and tell me you want that No Frills tax deductible beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Betty Martini, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, and Betty, before we go on, why don't you get your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Okay, www.mpwhi.com. If you don't have a pencil and you can't remember it, just remember Mission Possible World Health International. And incidentally, if you scroll down on the front page on the banners where you'll see the congressional hearings and even the report that revoked the petition for aspartame, you'll find an aspartame information list so that you can subscribe and ask all the questions that you want, and we can give you the detox formula. There's also www.dorway.com. That's doorway with one O in the door. And www.wnho.net. And then we have the Aspartame Toxicity Center, but we have all those links on, you know, on mpwhi.com. And also for people listening that, if they are aspartame victims, number one, if they want the Dr. Blaylock's formula or paper, what to do if you've used aspartame, you can get in touch. And there's another reason to get in touch if you're an aspartame victim, is that the European Food Safety Authority is doing a review on aspartame, and we'd like to see this end up in aspartame being banned in Europe. Dr. Walton actually flew over and talked to them, and they want to look at aspartame cases. So if you have a case, we have until next week. They've extended it to email these to the European Food Safety Authority. So I want to encourage people to send that to me. And if you want my email, it's Betty M. 1919 at mindspring.com, mindspring.com.
Well, you know, Betty, I think it must be very difficult for the average American to believe that they could be actively poisoning the American people and the children and knowingly giving them something that would produce obesity, that produced brain tumors, that would produce general tumors, that would produce progressive neurological diseases and diseases simulating certainly multiple sclerosis and of course attack the endocrine system, you know, attack really every organ in the body and promote diabetes and hypertension and metabolic syndrome, that this could be going on in America today. The health of our people could be systematically destroyed by the producers of Coke and Pepsi and Wrigley's Spearmint Gum and so many other things. I mean, you'll find the aspartame in so many of the prepared products that you're going to find in the grocery stores today. How could that be going on and the media not tell the American people? There must be somebody out there who's trying to tell them besides you and I.
Well, you know, we have all these problems because Coke and Pepsi, you know, have advertising, and that's the big problem on the air. And the reason that they so often, you know, will not tell all the facts. In fact, 60 Minutes, 1996, did a good show when Dr. John Olney made world news on the aspartame and brain tumor issue, but it was much stronger in Australia because we have a Mission Possible Australia, and Dr. Cabot called me and said, we saw it in America and we saw it in Australia. And they released a lot of more of the detrimental information that they would not release in America.
Isn't that interesting? We've got somebody on the line here. Who do we have calling in?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. This is Gary out of Loveland, Colorado.
Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
Good. Just want to say I appreciate the work you two do, and the sacrifices you make for the American people. I have a question. My wife buys this water. She calls it water. I call it soda pop because it's carbonated and it's got sugar in it. Well, sugar-free, supposedly. Now,
what is it now?
Well, it says right, states right on the label, caffeine-free, aspartame-free. But if you look at the ingredients, there's something that sounds like it. It says one of the ingredients is acetophame potassium. Is that by any chance a brother or twin to the aspartame?
No, but you absolutely don't want to use it because it caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. And I get on the Center for Science and the Public Interest all the time because of them not exposing aspartame years ago when they were actually Michael Jacobson wrote a very damning report, but he wouldn't tell the public. But when it came to a sulfine potassium and being especially being put in carbonated beverages, he was screaming all over TV. As I recall, I think it was even CNN, do not use, this is a very, very toxic product. And I'll tell you a little secret about that. The name of the company is Sunette. So I went down to an excellent health food store in Atlanta, returned to Eden, and it's an organic market. And they wouldn't dare ever put anything in that store that was dangerous. But they had told them that there was nothing wrong with it. And so I told him, I said, you need to take that sulfine potassium out. It's a very toxic product, and I'll send you some reports on it. So when I did, they took it out, and I got a call from Dr. McCall from Sunette, and he says, look, he says, we know all about aspartame and the brain tumors, he says, but as far as the sulfine potassium, the only thing that it caused was mammary tumors. And I said, thank you, but no thank you, we don't want breast tumors, but you're not really telling the truth because we have the original studies. Wow. So anyway, when someone called, I told them that story, and Dr. McCall left a very nasty note on my recorder saying, I didn't give you permission to tell anybody a sulfine potassium causes mammary tumors. So that's it. They don't want the public to know.
Good grief. So that's just about as worse than the aspartame.
Well, it's not worse than aspartame because if you do an investigation or get on our websites, just to give you three things about aspartame. One of them is that it triggers an irregular heart rhythm and interacts with all cardiac medication, damages the cardiac conduction system, and causes sudden death, which is why a lot of the athletes are dropping dead. Now, you're not going to find any other product that does that I know of. Number two, Carco study shows that the formaldehyde converted from the free methyl alcohol embalms living tissue and damages DNA. And, in fact, Dr. Roberts, in his medical text, who is Jewish, has a page on pre-embalming, and he says it's against Jewish law to embalm people. It's because they don't get embalmed, you know, and they don't even know they're being embalmed.
Jeez.
That's so you don't want to be pre-embalmed. And another thing is that the Ramazzini study showed that not only is it a multipotential carcinogen, but the second study showed that it only takes a small amount of aspartame to give you cancer, and it's passed through the mother to the child if the baby survives if it causes birth defects.
Hold off. We'll be back in just a minute. I hope that answers your question. We'll be back in just a moment at America is Network.
6 of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Betty Martini, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And Betty is certainly the leader in this whole battle to try to stop the poisoning of the American people. They have people over there, for instance, New Zealand, where one of Betty's friends is doing a great job. And so the, you know, the people in New Zealand getting away from a lot of these things, I know you've had a tremendous amount of publicity over there.
Yes, and there's more people, I'll tell you, because what happened is, first of all, you know, there's only 4 million people in New Zealand, and Abby Cormack, who was the actress who almost died from the aspartame gum, and I went over and lectured. Well, she was on TV before I got there, and by the time I got there, there was not only TV, but newspaper and magazines, radio, and so many people heard about it, and they heard the symptoms, and if they had it, they got off and got well, they'd stop you in the street and tell you. Well, aspartame sales, and especially Diet Coke, went down so far that Coca-Cola sent their Diet Coke stooge over there to try to convince the people to go back on it, which was sort of pretty silly, and she just disgraced herself. You can go to our website and click on New Zealand, and you can see some of the videos and read some of the reports on that. And then they took about 8,000 signatures or more to Parliament, so they're still working on trying to get it banned.
All right. Well, if we get one country to ban it, why, and Chris, you're one state to ban it, why, this would have a tremendous impact. But these wicked and evil people intentionally destroying the lives of people here in America. And what about the mental clarity? What does this do as far as the mental ability, and does it have any effect as far as Alzheimer's or other degenerative mental diseases?
Oh, yes. You have to remember, number one, as far as Alzheimer's, that the FDA report of 92 symptoms, that memory loss is so prevalent, it's number 9. There were 3 studies done in Greece, and that I sent to Dr. Roberts, and he sent me a note back on one of things, you know, that the study has shown that there's everything that's necessary to cause Alzheimer's. And, in fact, an informant told me the National Soft Drink Association did a 10-year study that was never published that showed birth defects, blindness, and Alzheimer's. And when I was in St. Louis, someone told me that a doctor there had told them that they were told if they told anybody caused Alzheimer's that they'd be sued. But it's pretty well known, and Dr. Roberts even wrote a book called Defense Against Alzheimer's and says that aspartame is escalating it. And as far as mental disease, this is another very tragic thing because it's got 50% phenylalanine, which is an isolate, is a neurotoxin, floods the brain, lowers the seizure threshold, and depletes serotonin. And as you know, when it depletes serotonin, it triggers all kinds of behavioral and psychiatric problems such as bipolar, suicidal tendencies, paranoia, hallucinations, schizophrenia, insomnia. And to make it worse, as Dr. Roberts puts it, he says it interacts with all antidepressants. And actually, because of this damage to the mitochondria, it interacts with virtually all drugs and vaccines. So you can understand why the rate of drug interaction is going up, because if you're using aspartame, you just don't have a chance. Anything you're using is going to interact. And there's something that really bothers me is the fact that they're starting to put aspartame in so many drugs that are used to treat the problems it causes. So, for instance, if you look at the FDA report, let's just take number one is headache. Well, you go to the doctor, you know, and you say, I got a headache. He doesn't ask you if you're using aspartame. He gives you Maltex and Vimerk, and it's got aspartame in it.
We've got somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
And hi, Dr. Stan. This is James in Fort Collins.
Hi. Do you have a question or a comment?
A question and a comment. If she could repeat the stuff she just said about the depression. My very best friend just committed suicide right before Thanksgiving, and he had a horrendous weight problem, and he was addicted to diet drinks. And I tried for 3.5 years to get him and his wife to get his problem drinking that crap. And I was convinced that's what killed him, and I just want your friend to repeat what she just said about that. I want to hear that again because I'm convinced that's what happened to him. He had such a morbidly obese weight problem, and he was addicted to those these diet drinks, and he was borderline diabetic and borderline everything else. And I showed him articles after articles about the Rumsfeld stuff, and he just refused to read them because he was so addicted to them. But could she please repeat what she just said about the depression connection?
Okay, well, also, I might tell you that Dr. Deagle once mentioned to me, because I was discussing the fact that you can talk and talk to somebody, and if they're addicted, they're not gonna, they won't listen. And he said, well, pity, he says, it first affects the frontal lobes, and he says it's like talking to somebody with a lobotomy. And that's even with physicians that I've spoken to and showing them the reports. But I will tell you that every one of the doctors that I work with, including Dr. Walton, who's a psychiatrist, has said that the mental hospitals are full of people that are nothing in the world but aspartame victims. And the reason it happens is because of the phenylalanine, which depletes serotonin and triggers behavioral and psychiatric problems such as suicidal tendencies.
I'm convinced of it. I didn't know he actually was diagnosed with depression, and he had been battling this for years, and then he was so addicted to this stuff, he would actually just get angry, and both him and his wife, and he was a chemistry professor, which made it even worse to me because he wouldn't even look at the evidence that I had. He wouldn't even read anything I tried to give him. He was just so hell-bent on drinking this crap, and I'm convinced it led, I mean, you can't say that it's exactly why he did what he did, but
I wish you would send me that case, because if you were listening, we're sending all the cases so that they can see this in Europe, and 47 members of Parliament have already signed for a ban, you know, a couple years ago, but just, you know, writing it up, the fact that he used it and the problems that he had. And my email is BettyM19@matspring.com.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Betty. We'll talk to you later. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm just Dan back here, and I really hope you enjoyed our conversation with Betty, but there's so many lives are shattered, and your job is to help us get out the information. We actually carry certainly a number of books. We carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We carry Dr. Roberts' excellent encyclopedia book. It's about 700 pages. It's called Aspartame, the Ignored or Forgotten Epidemic. And then we carry another small book by Dr. Roberts, and you can simply call and ask for that. We have actually 2 4-tape sets on aspartame. We have 2 excellent DVDs. One is called Sweet Misery. The other is called Sweet Remedy. If you're only going to get one, get the second one, Sweet Remedy. It is excellent. It has a lot of great footage. Goes into Dr. Olney's work on the brain tumors and the animals, they know what it's doing. The obesity, the attack on the endocrine system, they understand what it's doing. But the media is covering up, because, of course, the people who own the media interlock with the people who own Coke and Pepsi and Wrigley's and all of these things. And they're all in this together, and they're destroying the health of our people. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense today. And so many people, so many men will have a big abdominal punch, and a lot of that is related to the diet drinks they drink. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. So, again, the DVDs, Sweet Remedy is the one I like, but Sweet Misery is good as well. The books, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, Aspartame, the Forgotten Epidemic, and then the third one, book by Dr. Roberts, and then the 2 4-tape sets, my interviews with experts on this field. You need to get the information. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to get the information out on fluoride. They're poisoning our children with water fluoridation. And this will destroy their minds. It will destroy their health. Certainly, it actually has a profound impact upon fertility. And you can look at the children in the Chinese schools where they have non-fluoridated water and then the ones with the fluoridated water. We have some excellent DVDs on water fluoridation, several of them that are available through our ministry. We have my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with that. They won't allow this in Europe. Well, then why do we allow it in America? Why? They're poisoning our people. Because, you see, there are people who hate America, who hate everything we stand for. Why? Because we were once a great Christian nation, the beacon of hope and freedom for the world, and that must be destroyed. And the enemy, believe me, is not over in Tehran. The enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing. The enemy is in New York City. The enemy is in Washington, D.C. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get our material on water fluoridation, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our material on vaccines. Certainly, Neil Miller's little book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? You need to get our new 4-tape set on vaccinations, you know, Vaccination Update 2009. You need to get Neil Miller's little book on autism and all the hearings that have been held on autism by Congress that you'll never read about in the controlled media. There's over between 1 and 2 million autistic children in America today. Who's going to take care of them when their parents die? They're going to destroy the youth of this nation. They know what they're doing.